Well, greetings to you once again in Jesus' name, and thank you for calling in. I have enjoyed going through these scriptures with you and learning myself of and being reminded of things of God and from His Word. And I trust that this has been some food for you, as it has been for me, and actually an inspiration from God. I'd like to finish out here with scripture from the Old Testament, Isaiah. Isaiah may be one of the most quoted of the Old Testament prophets that I can think of. I hear very many scriptures coming out of Isaiah. It's a very encouraging book, and it's also very sobering. But I'd like to read to you from Isaiah chapter 40. And I'll be reading several verses here, but I'd like to begin in verse 1 of 40. And I want you just to hear the heart of God here to His people. And you know that mankind has been somewhat rebellious towards God, and man does not want to be told what to do. We tend to want to be independent and on our own, and God knows all of that. And He's patient with us, but He wants us to learn how to look to Him and obey and submit to Him. But listen to the heart of a father here, Isaiah 40, verse 1. Comfort ye my people, saith your God. Speak ye comfortably to Jerusalem, and cry unto her that her warfare is accomplished, that her iniquity is pardoned. For she hath received of the Lord's hand double for her sins. The voice of him that crieth in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And I'd like to just take us to the New Testament reference here, because this is a prophecy that happened, and it's speaking here of John the Baptist. And I'm going to turn us to Matthew 3 and just read this quickly, because this comes right here out of Isaiah 40. Matthew chapter 3, verse 1. In those days came John the Baptist preaching in the wilderness of Judea, and saying, Repent ye, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. For this is he that was spoken of by the prophet Isaiah, saying, The voice of one crying in the wilderness, Prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. And then it goes on to describe a little more about John the Baptist, but here he is fulfilling this prophecy, this to what God has spoken in this prophet Isaiah by this prophet. And just a little history on that, since the last prophet that we have in the Old Testament, and I'm not sure the chronological order of it, but anyways, from the time of that until John the Baptist was about 400 years. There was a time period of silence there as far as God's prophets were concerned. It was quiet. There was no recorded word from the Lord for us to read or to go back to a reference to 400 years, a long time. And now God sends a prophet, John the Baptist, and he is crying out in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make straight in the desert a highway for our God. And so God is making provision here to mend broken relationship with his creation, mankind. And God has always been about that business, and he's still doing that today. Verse 5, I'm going to continue back in Isaiah 40. And the glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall see it together, for the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. The voice said, Cry. And he said, What shall I cry? All flesh is grass, and all the goodliness thereof is as the flower of the field. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, because the Spirit of the Lord bloweth upon it. Surely the people is grass. The grass withereth, the flower fadeth, but the word of our God shall stand forever. Now, I want to stop there and just think about that. The word of God is going to stand forever. We have that promise from God himself. God's word will never fail. That's why it's an inspiration to us and why it's so important for us to be in God's word, to be able to encourage ourselves with something that is sure and steadfast and never changing. We have the security, the comfort of knowing that God, his word, he never changes. And that gives us hope for tomorrow. Verse 9, O Zion, O Zion that bringest good tidings, get thee up into the high mountain. O Jerusalem that bringest good tidings, lift up thy voice with strength, lift it up, be not afraid. Say unto the cities of Judah, behold your God. Behold, the Lord God will come with strong hand, and his arm shall rule for him. Behold, his reward is with him, and his work before him. He shall feed his flock like a shepherd, and shall gather the lambs with his arm, and carry them in his bosom, and shall gently lead those that are with young. Who hath measured the waters in the hollow of his hand, and meted out the heaven with the span, and comprehended the dust of the earth in a measure, and weighed the mountains in scales, the hills in a balance? Who hath directed the Spirit of the Lord, or being his counselor, who hath taught him? With whom took he counsel, and whom instructed him, and taught him in the path of judgment, and taught him knowledge, and showed to him the way of understanding? Behold, the nations are as a drop of a bucket, and are counted as the small dust of the balance. Behold, he taketh up the isles as a very little thing, and Lebanon is not sufficient to burn, nor the beast thereof sufficient for a burnt offering. All nations before him are as nothing, and they are counted to him less than nothing and vanity. To whom will you liken God, or what likeness will you compare unto him? What we're being told here is that all of the great things and all of the history that is being made and has been made before by man, it's really nothing. It's a drop in a bucket. God is the one who created all these things, and his wisdom, his counsel will stand. He didn't have counselors to tell him how he ought to do something. He is so far above and so much wiser his ways than our ways, where he is God. And he has brought his arm of salvation through Jesus Christ down to man, where we could receive forgiveness of sin and where we could see how he is ready to meet us at the point of our need right there and to deliver us from sin, death, and hell, because he loves us and he made a preparation for us that we could freely come to him and receive from him the fullness of the blessing. And I hope that that would be enough to carry us from here until our grave, just knowing that God loves us and he wants to redeem us and save us from our sins. So merciful and so good and so faithful is our God. I pray that we also would be faithful to him as we look to him for our strength, for our guidance, for our help. He is faithful to meet us and to strengthen us and to help us at our very need. I know we all have a need for God. I hope that you're very aware of your need, and I just want to encourage you to cry out to him. Ask God for strength, even today. He will help you. He will help all those that call upon his name, all of those that come to him with a contrite and a broken spirit. He gathers us together like a good shepherd. And he is Almighty God. He is faithful and he is good. God bless you.